And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Here's a thought. You ever heard that expression? Here's a thought. Well, we're going to do that, only we're going to do that with Scripture. Russell Schubin, Director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best of 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 Christian Talk Radio. And we're going to do a little theological examination. Some people will really not appreciate this, but this is going to be right to the heart of the matter. It's called Not the Same. Not the Same. Going to have to do with Jehovah's Witnesses. Ooh. And then we'll close this hour out with today's Facebook post, Close for Safekeeping.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, 'tis true, we're going to cover politics, entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Can you say that with me? So much more. Right now in the car. So much more. Yeah, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Didn't that drive you crazy when you were younger? People say, repeat after me. Repeat after me. Drove me nuts. Anyhow, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. I think this introduction has proven that. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Just checking things out. Let's talk about our first sponsor of the hour and of this segment. It'll be Sam Rasool, our man Sam. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is if you are looking for somebody to help you understand a little bit more about the real estate market, you want to talk to Sam, thinksam.com. If you want to talk to somebody who really understands the market and you understand, you want to talk to somebody who's like, yeah, they get it. You talk to Sam. Doesn't matter if you're a novice or you're advanced. Doesn't matter if you're just curious or ready to make a move. That doesn't matter. Sam is there for you, ready to help. He takes 25% of his gross commission, which has never been gross, and gives that to whatever church or ministry you desire. That's his commitment through the show. If you're selling your house and need some work, let's say you need a front door, that's always good. Sam will forward up to $25,000 for you to get that house fixed up. You list the house with him. When the house sells, he takes the money back that was forwarded at the close of escrow, does not charge any interest. That is the commitment that he has to stand behind what he does. ThinkSam.com is his website, keeping it easy for people like me. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And if it's not for you, maybe it's for Aunt Gertrude, I don't know, then we would say, send me to Sam. That's what we say. Check it out. Connect him to Sam. Sam will take care of him. All right, let's get into our next segment. What's bugging me. Wow. To you, bright boy. They're coming all over. Brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly. EcolaTermite.com. 800-332-BUGS. There you go. Well, I had one thing in mind, but something else happened. You're thinking, what happened? I will tell you what happened. My wife and I, my best friend, greatest person I know on the planet, outside of the Lord, and I decided we need a little bit of a break from our little buddy Levi. We love Levi. Levi's our, you know, little, you know, dog, special dog, sleep on the bed, 80 pounds dog, you know, that kind of thing. However, as soon as my wonderful wife said where Levi was going, hence the phrase Dogtopia, Levi was nutty. He was, people say, well, dogs really don't know. So ridiculous, I would be willing to bet 10 grand straight up against anybody. You say the word Dogtopia to my dog, he starts whining and running for the door and just sits there. And when you open the door, he darts for the car and waits for somebody to open the door just so he can go to Dogtopia. Here's what's bugging me. My dog Levi is happier at Dogtopia than he is at my house. He's never that excited to go home. He's always excited to go to Dogtopia. By the way, if you want to see what my dog looks like, they have a webcam. So there you go. Have some fun. All right, especially Ohio State Ron. He'll understand and appreciate that. Last thing I want to say here, and then we're going to get into our DDD. 12th Annual Pastors Appreciation Lunch taking place October 5th at City View Church. Keynote speaker Dr. Robert Jefferson. I don't got to sell this. You want to hear a fantastic message directed at ministers and ministries? You got to come Thursday, October 5th. You got to go to kprz.com to register, and you have to do it sooner than later, because there is not enough room, and we just found out it is already starting to fill. So you better get to rolling, get to moving. Okay, let's get into our first DDD. It's entitled, Here's a Thought. I like that, because here's a thought. Here's what it says, pretty straightforward, Exodus chapter 39, verse 43. And it says the following, Moses examined everything and saw that they had made it all just as the Lord commanded, so Moses blessed them. That's it. Moses examined everything that the people did. They did it exactly as the Lord said they were supposed to do it. And then the Lord blessed them. See, I think we do make this a little more complex from time to time. Moses examined everything. They did it, and they were blessed. The Lord asks you to do stuff, you do it, and he blesses you. A lot of people are thinking, well, wait, there's got to be more to... Nope. Let's just make a quick reference into 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. You make this big production. We come to church, and I've done this 1,000 times, so I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do, but I've done it 1,000 times. You come to the church, and we'll do the thing where you write down on a piece of paper, you know, the struggle, which I think is appropriate. And then you bring it up to the altar and leave it at the altar. Unfortunately, when some of us turn around, we take it and put it back in the other pocket. But that's not what I'm talking about. We make a big deal about the sacrifice and coming before the... And here's something the Lord's saying, and it's not really deep or, you know, extremely complex. Here's what he's saying. Do what I ask you to do. It's like, well, no, it's got to be more to it. No. And it doesn't say do what everybody else tells you to do. It says... Pretty specifically, do what the Lord asks you to do. Just do it. Instead of fighting and you know, kind of going back and forth. Remember Jesus was talking about two sons? And there were two sons, and he was making reference to how they responded to their father. One son, he said, hey, I want you to go do this. And the kid goes, no way. I'm not doing that. uh-uh, not going to happen. But then ultimately he kind of repents and then does what he's supposed to do. And then he says to the other son, do this. And the kid goes, absolutely, sir, I'll do it right away. And then never gets it done. Jesus said it was the first son that actually did what the father wanted. I know sometimes that we kick and scream as we go towards the kingdom of God, but this is the thought process. If God asks us to do it, we should just do it, and he could just bless us right on the spot for that. And it's like, that's not bad. But sometimes we'll put up a fight. I put up a fight. I'm not sure about you guys. I do. I go, I'm not what? I do that when the Lord's asking me to forgive or when the Lord's asking me to pray for people. Did you ever have the Lord ask you to, or put on your heart to pray for somebody you don't like? It's so hard. It's so hard. Without the Lord helping you do it, you really can't pull it off, I think. And yet that's how he is and wants our heart to be towards others. Now, I know that from a spiritual point of view, everybody from the pulpit and everybody's got a national ministry or a really big ministry goes, no, that's just the right way to be. I'm just being honest about the struggle. Like, oh, okay, fine. I think that what we need to do is just be responsive to the Lord and say, okay, I do a lot of kicking and screaming on my own. I'm not sure that's the right way to go. The thought here is simple. If the Lord asks you to do something, do it. I mean, do it. I mean, you and I rarely know how impacting that is, but one thing we know for sure is that we're supposed to be responsive to the Lord. We're supposed to say, okay. Now, I understand the struggle, and I understand when we're supposed to forgive people you don't want to forgive or pray for people you don't like, or, you know, when you even have a gathering and you're together and you don't necessarily like the person, you gotta do as the Lord directs you. And there's this notion that it's like, well, I can do Christianity from a distance. I don't have to go to church. I don't have to be connected here. I don't have to spend time with the Lord. You know what? God says you're wrong. That's what his word says, unless you want to come up with your own faith system, which is not God's, it's yours. So my encouragement, here's the thought. The Lord tells us to do it. Let's just do it. There's blessing in just doing it. And in not doing it, there is rebellion like the sin of witchcraft. Let's stay away from that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Every time you say you love me, it truly is another sky.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
We come to Christ as individuals, but we grow as part of a community of faith. Dr. Tony Evans explains why that's so important as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
You want to know why you need to belong to a church that Jesus can say is my church? Because only by your belonging to that community of believers will you belong to a community that can stop hell. Because he says, I will build my community. And what today we have the problem of Christians who want to live isolated Christian lives and not understand that it is the community of saints that God has ordained to be able to stop hell. That's why when you can't break through to God on your own, if you're part of the community of believers, they can join forces and help you break through to God with one another. Sometimes you pray till you're blue in the face and nothing happens. But Jesus says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell can't stop it. Now, that means that you need to observe something else. And that is that Jesus Christ is on the offensive, not the defensive. The reason why so many of us are defeated is that we are defensive Christians. Instead of looking at what Satan is doing, Jesus says you need to take a closer look at what Christ has done. When you understand what Christ has done, then you're on the offensive. Hell is on the defensive, not the church.
Learn more about how churches and individuals can win the battle going on behind the scenes of our lives. Request a copy of Dr. Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare. It'll not only teach you what the Bible has to say about our fight against the devil and his influence, you'll find the real-life help you've been looking for. Visit us at TonyEvans.org for details. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I just want to remind you real quickly, just in case you forgot about the KPRZ app. We're going to bring Russell Schubin on in just a second, but just in case you forgot about the KPRZ app, it was at one point $250 million to buy the app, and then we were overridden in that, and our general manager said we have to give it away free. So if you want to go to your app store and then just put in KPRZ, you can get it for free. You don't have to pay $250 million. Man, are you guys lucky. All right, on the phone with us, taking care of business, and I'm sure there's just nothing new in politics, so he's completely bored to death. It's our very own Russell Schubin from Christian Outlook. ChristianOutlook.com is the place you can access the show. Plus, here on KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m. Russell Schubin, sir, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you in another uneventful and boring week.
Yeah, I mean, there's just nothing ever happening. I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that college football is coming on in 2 weeks, I think I would just cry. All right, what's really going on? This place called the United States of America, especially California, going nutty. Talk to us about what you got on the show, and then let's talk about what's taking place.
Well, we got some great material on some of the great things that our trust listeners are tracking closely with, and they should be, and we hope they will be, trying to track with them and interpret them through a biblical lens, through a scriptural lens. The stuff that has happened in Charlottesville should leave us all with heavy hearts. John Daniel Davidson of the Federalist, he catches up with Kevin McCullough. And we also look at the broader issue of race and race relations with John MacArthur, a voice familiar to probably all your listeners. He's with Frank, and what's interesting with that is he doesn't go back here, but in his early years, John MacArthur went to the South and was doing some preaching with John Perkins, and so his perspective on some of these race issues is grounded in some experience in pulpit ministry with, African Americans in a different chapter, in a different era. And then we do shift gears and we look at what's happening in North Korea. They thankfully backed down over their direct threats to Guam. But John Bolton, former ambassador to the UN, joins Don, and that issue is not going away, and it's not going to go away until North Korea doesn't have a nuclear program anymore. Right here in California, a guy named James Damore, the name might not be familiar, but the story probably is. He was an engineer at Google until just a couple weeks ago, and he was let go for really just expressing some concerns with their quote unquote diversity. You might want to call it a non-diversity policy. So William Briggs of The Stream, he talks to Georgine about that story, which is illustrative not just of what's happening at Google, but what's happening really in the entire tech industry, to where if you are a Christian generally or a Christian in particular, it's just a really difficult environment. And then we shift gears and have a long conversation with Christopher Yuan. Today, Christopher Yuan is a he's a teacher at Moody out in Chicago, Moody Bible Institute. But his life testimony is a beautiful redemption story, saved out of a homosexual lifestyle, and a beautiful story of what of God's work of grace in his life. He has a long conversation with Eric that listeners will not be disappointed. God's beautiful work of redemption.
Awesome. That's a lot of some intense stuff. How do you? I just can't figure out how you get it all in before you kind of go, wait, this happened. Wait, this happened. Wait, this happened. That's got to be. I just wouldn't take your job, no matter what happens. All right, let's cover a couple of different things I do want to hit on. Number one, I do want to kind of, you know, jump a little bit back to James Damore, who was with the Google people. I am not a person who supports this, but I can't imagine this guy doesn't have a significant lawsuit coming because he was terminated for doing what he was asked to do. How is that not going to be a problem? And the guy, I mean, wasn't that what happened? They said, please tell us what you think. He tells them, and then he gets railroaded?
Well, the I'm not sure. When you're an at-will employee, I'm not sure that, you know, that the terms of employment can be broken by the employer for any reason or no reason, just when they simply don't will it. And I would imagine he was an at-will employee at Google. So, and I imagine that there, not imagine, I would not be at all surprised if there's a significant lawsuit and if there is a significant lawsuit, there would be a significant settlement. And then my concern is that he would be in the settlement, that he would be quieted, that he would be forced to not talk about this anymore. And that would be distressing, because what's happening in the tech world is a chilling environment, to where if you think that, you know, that there are you know, his argument was that there are biological differences, not on intellect, but biological differences that are in part explain different career choices that men and women like to make. Now, that doesn't seem particularly crazy, or even if you disagree with it, it doesn't seem like a fireable offense. But that's the sort of argument that he was making, and you can't even say that today in these big tech companies. And the problem is that they are so, it's such a small knit group, this tech world, that you go from, you know, from Google to Facebook to whatever, to Microsoft, to, you know, your reputation is known. So it's unlikely that he will be getting another position. And those positions are so lucrative that if you're a Christian in that environment or a conservative in that environment, all you do is just keep your mouth shut. You don't say anything. You don't express your point of view.
Wow.
So it's unhealthy.
Yeah, it is really unhealthy. And I think they should all be forced to sit down and watch Kindergarten Cop and figure out what the difference is between a man and a woman. That would really help everybody. All right, let's get into the next. Yeah, I did say that. Let's get into the next thing. Pastor John MacArthur, talking about the things that are going on, the whole Charlottesville, the whole process. I just, you know, being Jewish and then having Christian faith, I have a difficult time with, you know, the Nazi element. But I see no difference between the Nazis and the Antifa, who seem to be like Nazis with a different hat. And I just see nothing there but somebody saying, hey, let's let all these people get together. And they all got clubs and they've all got, you know, guns and shields and face masks. And let's let them all get together. And it's like, I don't think that's the better part of wisdom. I don't have a problem with them speaking their positions, but they could not have created more separation. I mean, I guess I'm trying to figure out why that just wasn't better done.
But, well, the tactics and the approach of both sides are the same. That is, if you're if you're if you're a thug, and both sides are thuggish. That is, you're coming not only with a willingness to confront and get physical and fight. You're coming with nearly a hope or an expectation that that's going to happen. The difference between the two is one was explicitly advocating a racist point of view. That is, this collection of groups that put on this rally called Unite the Right, which listeners ought to be aware of, it had nothing to do with the right as you and I would know it at all. All it was a collection of neo-Nazi groups, white nationalists, and the list of people was the headline speaker was Robert Spencer, who's a leading voice for Nazi, the Nazi party here in the United States, and he's a complete fringe figure. So that's where the similarity isn't exactly in their approach, but there is not an immediate parallel as far as what they're advocating with regard to race. There is a parallel that they are both thuggish.
Tactic. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And in fact, I think that true people who are conservative, who are actually on the right politically, should have basically renamed or re-tagged that group Unite the Blight as opposed to Unite the Right. They should have done a distancing and labeling kind of mentality, because they certainly don't represent conservative people in the United States. They represent what I consider to be a pretty small fringe, but a nut job fringe. And it's a definite problem. But I don't like the way that they were all able to get so close knowing. I mean, when they showed the clashes before the car situation, it reminded me of the movie The Avengers. When the Avengers come in and are attacking one, and then the other group's attacking, and they both converge in the middle. It was like that's what you were watching, only it was people. And I'm like going, how could they let that? They should have put these people 5 miles apart. I mean, it just should have been so far apart.
Both sides would like to further divide the nation. The hard left would like to further divide the nation, and the racists and the neo-Nazis that were at the event there, they would like to further divide the nation, and good-hearted people, Christians in particular, ought not to be taking the bait, so to speak, and allowing ourselves to be drawn into such a fight. We should be people, as John MacArthur notes, the first sign, the first marker of a converted life is love for the brethren. And you should and I should be loving the brothers in the church and loving, first and foremost in the household of faith, and then beyond that in the broader community. So your hope and my hope is in the gospel. And when we see the fallenness of man painted in bright strokes like that this past weekend, we ought to return to our first and foremost hope in the gospel.
Yeah, well said. Good job. All right, my friend, I know you got a tighter time frame, so I want to get you out. I do want people to be aware. You can go to ChristianOutlook.com now, listen to John MacArthur. You can be listening to John Bolton, who gets together with Don Crow. The Eric Metaxas interview with Christopher Ewan is superb. You got to check it out. If you can't listen online, you can listen through the radio. Saturday's 11 p.m., Sunday's 4 p.m., Sunday's 11 p.m. Excellent job, my good friend, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Well, it's great to talk with you again, and God bless you and all your listeners.
All right. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Got to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
And now, your Pathway Minute with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Your mind is the devil's playground. Or perhaps more accurately, your mind is the spiritual battleground on which the invisible war for your soul is being waged. The choices you make every day that shape your life and your destiny, those choices begin with a thought. Thoughts that determine our life and ultimately our destiny. Did you know Jesus had to battle with wrong thoughts? Jesus battled wrong thoughts. And the fact that Jesus had these wrong thoughts come into his mind, did those wrong thoughts in any way make him any less the sinless, perfect Lamb of God? Having wrong thoughts in and of itself does not make you a sinner.
Pathway Minute is produced by Pathway to Victory. To access the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
The great British writer and Christian apologist G.K. Chesterton pointed out a helpful distinction between friends, enemies, and neighbors. He said, "We make our friends, we make our enemies, but God makes our next-door neighbor." Here's what I take away from Chesterton's statement. We make some appointments in life, and others God makes for us. And in both cases, God's instruction for how to relate to them is the same. We are to love them all. God says love your friends, and he also says love your neighbors and your enemies. They're all the same to him, and they should be to us. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's power to love on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I want to thank Russell Shubin for joining us, taking the time. You know, he doesn't get paid for that, and we don't pay him. I'm just saying, we don't pay people to come on the show. It doesn't work that way. Do want to make sure you understand Abounding Grace on 1:30 before our show, 4 o'clock after our show. And if you're looking for a ministry that's talking about grace abounding beyond your sin, that's a great show. Pastor Christopher Dorton knows how grace impacts people's lives. And I will say something about Pastor Chris, is he's going to be on our show and sharing that, and I'm looking forward to that. He's going to do a guest. He's going to come in as a guest, and then he's going to spend 1 hour with me, guest hosting with me. So it's kind of cool because we've only done that kind of once, and we're getting ready to do that one or two more times. I think that stuff like that's interesting, fascinating. All right, I do want to let you know before we get into this very intense DDD, this segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, and I'm glad that they're the ones that are sponsoring this segment because this segment's going to get into specific biblical truths, and that's one of the things that Whitefields Ministries is committed to, is taking the truth of the gospel all around the world. I'm not going to sit there and say, do this, give, do this, do this. You know what? Here's the deal. Check them out. And you figure it out. You're a big boy. You're a big girl. Figure it out. Go to whitefields.org and see the testimonies, see the projects, see what they're doing, and see if it connects. If you want to talk to him, call him, 760-846-8610. You can talk to them about any part of their ministry, about taking the gospel, about supporting rural pastors, about bringing clean drinking, whatever. 760-846-8610. Or just go to their website. Check it out. See if you connect. If you do, great. If you don't worry about it. There. How hard is that? Not that hard. All right, only got about 5 minutes, and I want to get to this. This is called Not the Same. There will be some people that take offense to this. My strong encouragement is to buy land and put the fence around that. John chapter 20, verses 15 through 17. Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him off, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. "Do not cling to me," Jesus said, "for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go and tell my brothers. I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And what people will do is take that text. Now, you know why I'm doing this. Take that text and go, "See, Jesus said he's going to our Father, your Father, and to his God and your God and our God. And see, so how can Jesus call the Father God? How can Jesus be God if he calls the Father God?" That's an excellent question. It's not a great question to build a false religion on, hence Jehovah's Witnesses. Oh, yeah, that's what I said. But it's really important to be able to answer that. And when we talked about answering cults at the door, we had a doctor on who had written a book with his dad about answering these types of questions. These are important things for you to understand, for you to be able to grasp. It's worth noting before we even get any further that within the same text, it was Thomas who said, "My Lord and my God," to Jesus. They don't want to talk about that. Let's get into it really from a simplistic point of view, and then I'm going to tell you how this passage comes into play. First and foremost, 15 times Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus calls himself God. When people tell you he didn't, they don't know how to read. You see Dick run. See Jane walk. That's how hard that is, but you got to read it. Number two, the scriptures from the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, all the way through, though, by the way, Genesis into Revelation, declare that Jesus is God. The Old Testament, specifically in the fulfillment, just look at Matthew chapter 1 and then Isaiah chapter 7, declare Jesus Christ is God. By the way, Jesus is worshipped as God several times in the Gospels. Here's something that people just kind of skip right by. Jesus forgives other people's sins. You know, you can forgive people who sin against you, but you can't forgive a third party unless you're God. But Jesus does. This passage that Jesus says, "I'm going to my Father and your Father and my God and your God," this is the pre-ascension passage. He did not yet ascend. He even says, "I've not yet ascended." Now, how do we know that this passage is the pre-ascension? In other words, how do we know something different's going to happen to Jesus after he ascends? Thank you for asking that question. I do appreciate it. Here's the answer. Because from the ascension to the next time we see Jesus, I want to describe what Jesus looks like. Revelation chapter 1, verse 12 through 16. "I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like the Son of Man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, with a golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in the furnace. And his voice was like the sound of rushing water. In his right hand he held seven stars. And coming out of his mouth was a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance." The next time the disciples, which would be specifically John, see Jesus, that's what he looked like. That's quite the different look, isn't it? You bet. That was after the ascension. So there's a difference in what Jesus is talking about before the ascension and after the ascension. In my hand are 20 verses that declare Jesus as God just off the top of my head. I won't read them, but I want you to understand, not only is Jesus God, but you have to understand when the Jehovah's Witness goes, well, why did he say that? You just look at him and go, he even says why. It's before the ascension. If you read it, you'll know what it says. Wow, what a novel idea. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
In my heart, there are tears. So I come to you, my friend.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
What in the world is happening in San Diego? In a fulfillment of prophecy, God is uniting both Christians and Messianic Jews under Messiah Jesus. Rabbi Joel Lieberman is one of the many speakers at this One New Man in Messiah conference.
But now I believe that modern-day Messianic Judaism has been given a mission for accomplishing what cannot and could not be done by coercion. In time, both groups, Jew and Gentile, will appreciate what is available from the other. Then Jew and Gentile truly can be one in the Spirit.
So come and see for yourself what God is doing right here in San Diego and beyond at this Saturday, August 19th, One New Man in Messiah Conference.
When San Diego sees Messianic Jews and Christians united, the enemy is defeated.
OneNewManSD.com. Be part of this unprecedented kingdom phenomenon. OneNewManSD.com.
Memorizing Bible verses and passages can be a struggle, especially if you're trying to memorize them quickly without thinking about remembering them for the long haul. Today, some suggestions to help you keep God's Word in your heart. This is Truth Itself. Crosswalk contributor Scott Slayton shares several tips for Bible memory. First, memorize Bible verses in their context. Instead of memorizing just a verse, memorize the entire paragraph where the verse you want to remember is found. This approach has practical and theological advantages. Practically, you get into the flow of how the author of the passage wrote the letter, and this always helps recall. You start with the first few words of a paragraph, and the rest has a way of coming back to you as you pick up momentum. It also helps you keep Bible verses in their proper theological context. Next, review Bible verses on a schedule. Ideally, you would spend a few days memorizing a verse, and then the next couple of days reviewing it. Then, let it sit for a couple of days and review it again. After that, review it next week, then in 2 weeks, and then in a month. Slayton says this is one area where smartphones can be an aid to your devotional life, as there are several helpful scripture memory apps on the market. Slayton says his personal favorite is Scripture Typer. It allows him to keep verses in collections and then puts them on a review schedule. A new study showed two things Americans are most stressed about. One, healthcare expenses, and two, saving for retirement. One phone call right now can take care of both of these. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 for your retirement every month. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith,
experience,
family,
continues
and country.
On AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Was a proud man, thought I made a stand. But now I'm down on my knees. What am I
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. You're welcome to wave to me out of your car. I just won't see it. But you're welcome to do it as long as you are keeping your eyes on the road. And oh, by the way, if you're listening to this, and you're texting, and you're driving, stop it. Thank you. All right, we are going to get into our Facebook post. By the way, next hour we have, I want to say it's a doozy. Okay, it's a doozy. We'll give you that opportunity to hear that. We have our podcast being put up on a regular basis, so get a chance to listen to those. You can get that at davidspoon.com or KPRZ. You can get them either way. All works good. This particular Facebook post is called Close for Safekeeping. Have you ever noticed that sometimes you will keep something close to you to protect it or to keep it safe? All right, I'm just going to use my dog because I'm not going to see him for a couple of days. So we keep the dog close to us. When we take the dog out in our complex, we stay close to the dog. We don't let the dog wander off. We make sure that they're close. When you have a child and you first are raising that child before they gain a sense of ability to be independent, you keep that child close to you so that you can keep that child protected for safekeeping, right? Right. Psalm 91, verse 1, the one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. The one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. You know how you need to stay close to your child? Well, here's something, because you are a little bit more mature than a, you know, the child. You and I need to stay so close to the Lord, because when we're close to Him, we're living under His protection. How close are we talking? Did you ever in your lifetime walk outside when the sun is shining and there is a shadow that is cast off of you? Yes? Okay. How close to you is that shadow? Why, it goes right up to my feet, Dave, or it goes right towards my head, Dave. Right. That's how close we're supposed to be to the Lord. We are supposed to be so close that we can live in His shadow. Now, that is pretty close, right? That is pretty tight. The problem for some people in Christianity is that they use Christianity as that backup, fire insurance, keep it in the pocket, don't want to burn in hell kind of life. And they go about all their own business, doing all their own things. And then once a week, or maybe even twice a week, if they're semi-spiritual, they connect to the Lord by going to some form of fellowship, though not really interested in doing it for God's sake, but making sure they make an appearance. Now, that's not anybody that's listening to this show. But if that is somebody that is listening to this show, stop that. Because you need to be close enough to the Lord where you are living, listen to this, not visiting, but living in His shadow. That means you're connected every day. Christianity is not a twice a week or every once in a while gathering between you and the Lord, splitting open the old pocketbook, drumming. If you never give a single dollar, that has nothing on the level of necessity for you to be close to God. You think you're going to be close to God, and then the whole thing, God's going to go, well, you know, you were super close to me. You spent a lot of time. You had a lot of fellowship. You loved a lot of people. You served a lot of people. But I don't think that you know, money was just too big a thing, and you couldn't give me a dollar. I mean, I don't think God needs your dollar. I think God needs your heart. Now, if He has your heart, He'll get your dollar. I mean, I'm just being honest. You just have to know that's the fact. But the idea is to get close enough so that the shadow of God is on you. Next time you're outside, you know, I mean, we do have a lot of sun here in the San Diego land. When you're outside, or when you're looking outside your window, just look at the shadow, the way that a shadow connects to an object, or the way that a shadow connects to a person, which I think it's better to look at the way the shadow connects to a person, because where the Lord is moving, you want to move with Him. And so if the Lord is moving in a direction, you want to be so close to Him, you're close in His shadow. And if He's going in a particular direction, you're going too, so that you're not found outside of that shadow. The point that I'm trying to make in its most simplistic term is, by golly, stay close to the Lord. There is a safety in that. There is a protection in that. The Lord doesn't do that just because he wants you so close he can just smack you in the back of the head. He wants you close so you can be safe. And why wouldn't you want to be safe? There's a lot of weird stuff going on, not just in the world, but in the spiritual universe. Stay close enough to God where you're living in his shadow, and so close that you're so connected that the safety that comes with being close to him covers your heart and mind and frees you from fear. Excellent idea. All right, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
So much pain. I hate these feelings, can't stand the strain.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.